informed by the World Health Organization and others that malaria is the single biggest killer on Earth.
Yeah.
And you're saying that MMS cures malaria every time.
In 4 hours. 4 hours from the time I give it to them, they were eating dinner.
Why was it never adopted by the pharmaceutical industries and the health ministries of the world who are mandated to heal human conditions?
You gotta be kidding. The drugs, of course, treat symptoms. The drugs don't treat the cause, and MMS treats the cause.
Chlorine dioxide emerges for you as the God particle. It's doing something extraordinary.
That's right.
At every level.
That's right.
Every condition.
That's right.
The powers that be don't like this kind of language, apparently.
No.
It's not good for business.
Right.
Right.
It's not good for business.
Right.
Jim, I've really wanted to get together with you for a long time, talking about well over a decade. And I've wanted to hear from the horse's mouth the genesis of the extraordinary story behind MMS.
Well, this is when the first time I went to Africa, Kenya. I was just mixing up some solution to give some of the people who were waiting. I was working with some of the people who had arrived from the local areas. This is Uganda, and this is the headwaters of the Nile. This is a picture of a magazine just about the malaria solution and how to use it. That was a picture that I made in Africa, where I had it in the local Inventors magazine. This is a picture of me and several other people in Malawi. This is a picture of me in a prison in Malawi. This is where I am showing the prison male nurses how to mix MMS. This is out in the village, and the man here on my right in the picture is a guy I hired to help me in Malawi, and we treated 800 people for HIV, 795 cures. This is a family in South Africa. I trained using MMS, and the lady that you see is the lady who did prayers. People liked to hear her pray. She treated people separately in South Africa. This is me in Malawi, the last time I was there. I'm holding up a bottle of MMS, I think. This is me treating a little kid when his mother brought him in. Just a bunch of the kids coming to see what I can do for them. I got along really well with the kids. They got along well with me. The people on both sides of me there, the two guys, they took over, and they treated actually literally thousands of people after we left. I might mention that I got a couple of standing ovations in that speech. This is in Spain. I was staying with Andreas Kalker, and we made a lot of videos together on MMS at the time. And you know, a lot of people got the wrong idea about MMS because there's a lot of critics out there and a number of governments being saying that MMS is bleach. And they pushed it so hard. So I wanted to sort of straighten that out with you guys because it's something that's important.
And Jim, in 1996, I understand, was when you were on a gold mining expedition in South America.
Right.
And that was where you discovered the miracle of sodium chloride.
Yeah, well, a couple of my men had come down with malaria. And we didn't have any malaria drugs at the time. And I asked the guys, would you like to try a health drink from America? It might help you. And they said, oh, they were willing to try anything. You know, they had terrible headaches. They were throwing up.
This was malaria?
Yes.
Okay.
They had joint aches. They had, they just had everything. Their whole body was aching. Malaria is a terrible disease. In any case, I gave them both 25 drops.
Right.
Of stabilized oxygen.
Which is sodium chloride.
Which is sodium chloride.
Okay.
In water. Sodium chloride in water, that's all. And in about an hour, one of them said, you know, I think I'm feeling better.
Okay.
And in 2 hours, they were both sitting up on their hammocks saying, well, I don't feel nearly as bad as I was feeling a while ago.
And you were thinking, my God, something miraculous just happened.
And I was thinking that, and one of the other guys there says, that'll be ridiculous. You couldn't have had a change in that amount of time. And 4 hours later, 4 hours from the time I give it to them, they were eating dinner and feeling perfectly normal.
So for you, that was a eureka moment.
That was, yes. That was the amazing thing.
This will not produce chlorine, and table salt won't produce chlorine, but they're both made from chlorine. It smells like it, but chlorine dioxide smells exactly like chlorine, but it has totally different reaction than chlorine.
I had a problem, though, because it didn't always work. Well, I didn't know what to do. I gave them one batch and they didn't get well. I didn't know I should give them any more or what, you know. And so, but I just worked with it until I realized that you needed to activate it. And once I learned that you needed to activate it, it worked. It worked totally. It got to the point where in 100 people, I was curing 100 people.
So Jim, why MMS? Where did that name come from?
I first called it Miracle Mineral Supplement. And later, I got an indication that the word supplement shouldn't be used, so I called it the Miracle Mineral Solution.
Okay.
And then I got people who tell me that the word miracle was bad.
Okay, so it became Miracle Mineral Solution.
That's right.
That's the name you stuck with.
Yeah.
Okay. And one of the things I'm most interested in is the fact that you've subsequently discovered that it had been around for a long time and could have been healing humanity of every known condition for a very long time.
That's right.
And it had been patented multiple times.
That's right.
What the hell is going on?
Yeah,
why was it never adopted by the pharmaceutical industries and the health ministries of the world who are mandated to heal human conditions?
You got to be kidding. They wanted to make the maximum amount of money from their drugs. And the drugs, of course, treat symptoms. The drugs don't treat the cause. And MMS treats the cause. Like anywhere from 15 minutes.
Yeah.
To 2 or 3 months, but it gets everything. Thank you.
Archbishop Jim Humble of the Genesis 2 Church of Health and Healing.
He invented a chemical concoction called Miracle Mineral Solution. He claims that MMS can cure everything from colds to cancer.
We're trying to bring health to mankind.
But doctors and scientists here say that cure could actually kill.
Believers call it a miracle cure. Others call it poison. Its real name is chlorine dioxide, but in some circles it's marketed as MMS, Miracle Mineral Solution, promoted by this man, James Humble.
He is the Archbishop of the Genesis 2 Church of Health and Healing. The FDA has talked about how there's been one death associated with this specific chemical.
Well, I have a report here of the FDA. I printed it out off of the site, and I just wanted to read you something that the FDA has said on this report. The FDA has received several reports of health injuries from consumers using this product, including several nausea, vomiting, and life-threatening low blood pressure from dehydration. Well, in the first place, this product is sold widely in the United States for the last 3.5 years. And nobody has ever reported low blood pressure and dehydration. And only one person has reported that to the FDA, and there's no indication, no proof, no completely nothing that says that MMS caused that whatsoever. And then, of course, nausea, vomiting happens occasionally. What they're saying is several people, and that's all it says, just several people have reported a stomach ache. That's the most that has been reported to the FDA at this point in time.
Well, there's 250,000 drugs, pharmaceuticals, in the PDR, the physician's desk reference. And if you take out the 500 antibiotics, it still leaves 249,500 drugs. There's not a single one of those designed to cure anything. They're all designed to milk your insurance policies. They're all designed to milk Medicare and Medicaid. They're all designed to milk your wallet, because there's no laws requiring the pharmaceutical companies to manufacture drugs that cure, even though they could. But because there's no laws requiring them to do it, they don't.
Serious side effects may happen, including pancreatitis. Common side effects are nausea, diarrhea, vomiting, decreased appetite,
chest pain, shortness of breath, diarrhea, severe stomach pain or tenderness,
tiredness, loss of appetite, stomach pain, and bleeding or bruising more easily than normal.
Aggression, hostility, agitation, depressed mood,
dizziness, cough, vomiting, weakness, or ankle swelling.
Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain,
sleepwalking, or allergic and skin reactions, which can be life-threatening.
Blood clots that can lead to death have also occurred.
Extreme fatigue, constipation, excessive thirst or urine, swollen ankles, loss of appetite, rash, itching, headache, confusion, hallucination,
infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
If you go back in time in the 1800s and early 1900s, electromagnetic therapies of a variety of forms were commonplace. But that changed in about 1910 when Andrew Carnegie and John D. Rockefeller decided to become the major investors in the pharmaceutical industry. And so they had a report written called the Flexner Report, which they then took to Congress. At that time, there were, I think, 13 homeopathic medical schools in this country, and again, most physicians were using some sort of electromagnetic therapies. Well, the Flexner Report got Congress to forbid the use of any federal money for anyone who said there was energy in the body. So that closed the 13 homeopathic medical schools, and then any physician who was using an electronic device to treat patients got put in jail. Well, that sent a pretty much of a chilling effect, and that's how our country stopped looking at energy in the body. No other industry is more controlled than the practice of medicine. Now, even though most medical schools now have a division of integrative medicine where they teach this, it puts the physician in a very difficult position, because the physician comes out of medical school knowing that that's a useful thing to do, but the state medical boards won't allow it.
So let's get this in context. The World Health Organization, which is the biggest multilateral association in the world that deals with all matters relating to health.
Right.
It publishes figures every year which demonstrate that the biggest killer on earth is malaria.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of decades ago, you rediscovered a very simple, very cheap formula for eradicating malaria in a couple of hours.
Exactly.
Get someone off their deathbed in a couple of hours.
That's right.
And you proved it out with many thousands of cases.
Exactly.
You did it under the aegis even of governments in some cases, or authorities, so-called authorities. And then it was crushed. You went to the UN, you tried to deliver this gift to humanity, and it was crushed.
That's right.
All right. And it does work. And we know it works.
Yeah.
And I know it works because Humanitad, my organization, for over a decade has been receiving testimonials from people around the world who've been cured of every known condition from MMS. It was long ago, as I think 10 or 12 years, that we first knew about you. And we started getting involved in writing certain letters to protect certain doctors in different parts of the developing world, because they were being harassed, because they were curing people of HIV AIDS and of malaria. Let's call it out for what it is.
Yeah.
It's a damn cure.
It's a cure.
It heals.
Yeah.
But you quite rightly couch it in a different way. You say it doesn't cure or heal anything. In effect, at the mechanical level, what it's doing is simply oxidizing and eradicating pathogens.
It destroys the pathogens and oxidizes poisons.
And allows you to heal yourself.
And the body heals itself.
Right.
The body heals the body.
Well, now that's pretty elegant. But Jim, the powers that be don't like this kind of language, apparently.
No.
It's not good for business.
Right.
Right.
It's not good for business.
Right. So, Jim, this is a beautiful cameo which describes the treachery facing humankind today when it's trying to face off overreaching government, Big Brother, these authorities that have been imposing themselves on the human story for far too long. They've got to a point now in the 21st century where they've dreamt up millions of statutes and ordinances and provisions which are self-serving, and allow those corporation governments and agencies and their lobby groups, all of which are financed variously by the big oil and gas and by the big pharmaceutical and petrochemical interests. So we've got this terrible standoff between these corporate fictions, which are usurious, money-making, genocidal agendas, and common living men and women of the living soil. That's the standoff I'm seeing today. Would you agree more or less with that?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. If I was been a really great common law lawyer and all of that kind of stuff, I might have done it differently. But being that it wasn't, the whole idea was to get the word out.
Yeah.
And so for 20 years, I was going under the awareness of governments for the most part.
Right.
And so it got out pretty much.
Okay.
A lot of people know about it now.
Well, I can give you the entirety of natural law
in less than 60 seconds.
Wow.
So this is your tutorial. Starts here. You can move around the surface of the earth unmolested, Jim, so long as you cause no harm, loss, or injury to another living soul and conduct no fraud in your transactions. And if all human beings simply lived according to that, we'd be living in a paradise. But that would prohibit the bankers and the wankers from fleecing us and being able to exploit us and manipulate us.
My name is Klaas Proesmans. I'm the CEO and founder of the Water Reference Center, affiliated with the International Federation of Red Crosses and Red Crescents. We came across a number of interesting technologies, always in the field of water, health, energy. We came across one of those purifying systems that already exists since probably over 100 years. And it's a purifying system based upon sodium chloride. And the first records of use of this sodium chloride was actually in Flanders, like maybe 20 kilometers from my hometown in Ostend, where we have a spa. And in that spa, before the First World War, 1914, 1918, they were able to help people with skin diseases, small infections, always with the use of sodium chloride. It has been said and written that the use of sodium chloride cleans the body within 1 hour to 4 hours of the malaria parasite. And that was too good to be true, not to go further into an investigation. We identified a village. Actually, it is the National Society who identified a village. They chose Iganga. What we actually want to do in this month of December is look at the effect that sodium chloride has on the human body after being offered a glass of water. We started with mobilizing the local population. We had the use or the cooperation of the National Society. Lots of volunteers went on their bikes, bicycles, cars, motorbikes, whatever you have, all around the streets. We do a little blood test, just a little prick, and then we do a quick strip malaria test. Positive ones are being sent to the lab for a thoroughly under the microscope test. And those ones are being offered one glass of purified water the same way as the national authorities make it. And then we ask them to come back the next day for double check. The next day, early in the morning, I think when we arrived at the hospital that we identified, there must have been like 200 fresh new patients already.
We have some test results, and the most amazing test results are coming from the prison here in Dukana. And so yesterday we did some blood proofs in the prisoner, and all of them were positive. And now we did a second blood test and all of them shows negative. So you can see that's a very amazing result because there's only 24 hours between it.
So all of them were positive yesterday? Now they are negative.
So these are the tests.
Every other day we had around 150 to maybe 200 patients every single day. In total we identified 154 malaria positive patients together with the local health authorities and the doctors. All of them were treated. All of them were between 24 hours and 48 hours malaria negative without any side effects.
Someone who can be just briefed within a few minutes can try to measure the chemical.
It is incredibly unbelievable to see that somebody tested of malaria positive yesterday turns up to be negative today and feels quite extremely better and more happy and healthier.
We closed the operation well enough to report back to the Secretary General here in Ugandese Red Cross Society, and to report back to the Water Reference Center about the results of the sphere test. Now, all in all, 100% cured people, less than 5 days, all within 24 hours to 48 hours. That asks for further investigation.
You've heard the expression that you're never a prophet in your own home.
Yeah.
Right. That's probably got a bit of a meaning for you.
Yeah, that's true.
How has your mission been received over the years by your family?
Not at all. my family that I was born into, and you know, and the relatives and all that, all was pretty sure I was nuts. It took them a few years to get used to me after they were born.
Have they warmed to you over the years?
Yeah, they have.
I'd say that's a success.
50%.
I wanted to ask you about the happiest time of your life. When was the happiest time of your life? Or when? Perhaps it's now.
I would say now is the main time, because I'm doing what I came to do. And it took me a few years to get that pretty much in mind, but it's been in mind for maybe 50 years, you know. I've been thinking about it and realizing that eventually it was going to happen. And now it's happening with people like you.
An obvious question. The Great Spirit, the Divine, the Godhead. I'm interested to know a little bit about your connection, your sense of religiosity or spirituality.
Well, I have to say that mine is a little bit different than most. I believe that all life is a manifestation of God. And God, the whole of God, not part of God, but the whole of God is here and here. And the whole of God is playing the game from this level in this case, and playing the game from that level in that case. And the most important thing I think that people have a mistake with is they don't believe they're a God. That's the whole problem.
Okay, so we're talking about, this is what brings you and me together, the actualization of self, full self-accountability in this world, stepping into your skin and owning your divinity.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Until we take responsibility for it, until we take responsibility for having created all of this, it isn't going to be handled. As long as we say somebody else done it, it ain't going to get done.
Okay.
We've got to accept it ourselves.
And curiously, that worldview of yours is commensurate with the most advanced quantum mechanics, because that teaches us that we do affect the outcomes by simply placing attention on things, but mostly we don't own it. And so circumstance prevails and the world ends up being completely maligned and fashioned into the vision of greedy and ruthless minds and hearts. But when humans can step into that sovereign space, as you suggest, and recognize that we are an extension of the divine, then we can actually project that beautiful vision into the field and manifest heaven on earth.
Except you say it just a little bit different than I'd say it. Well, I would say we are the divine. We aren't an extension of the divine.
You're more of a puritanical than I am. What is your view of humanity? What is your most reductive view of the human family?
from your vantage point?
Well, I think that at one time, humanity was, the human was the greatest race in the galaxy, maybe in the universe, but at least in the galaxy. And it lost its way. And now we got to find our way back.
We lost our way, Jim, or we dived into the void knowing that we were going to participate in a great cosmic experiment and one day be rejoined to the Great Spirit, as I believe we are today.
The point of it is that other races, like the alligator race and other races, has been involved in bringing mankind down. Now, whether we decided to go ahead and do it, or they did it to us, in the long run, it was our own doing. It couldn't be any other way. We had to do it, or it wouldn't get done.
And do you have any distilled wisdom, any central tenets or principles by which you live, that if you were to dispense wisdom to the world, you could give them two or three principles?
I think the most and best overall idea or overall concept is always do the right thing.
Right action.
The right action. You can, there are others that go with that, but I think that's the most important. And sometimes it takes a little while to figure that out.
Obvious question, Jim. Any regrets in life?
I have a few, yeah. But I ain't going to talk about it.
You're not going to break into song like Sinatra?
Yeah, right.
Well, Jim, you know, we've spent the last 5 days together, and we're planning some pretty wonderful stuff in the next year. Greatly, greatly looking forward to the next chapter in your remarkable life, and just thrilled and honored that you're letting me participate somewhat in that.
Well, let me say the same thing to you.
Right.
I'm amazed at what you've done and are doing. Far surpasses what I'm doing.
Let's stir up as much trouble as possible, shall we? Yeah?
That's the idea.
Thank you, Jim.